Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Pei Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofches Madalef at the Mishnah. Sar Truma Tmeya Shenafla Lameya Sar Tayrim Veshama Oifin and Beisilol Matirin. If a Sar of Tamei Truma fell into 100 Sar of Tar Truma, Beishamai prohibit all of it and Beishamai permit it. Amu Beisilol Le Beishamai Hoil V'Tahira Asura Lezoim V'Tmeya Asura LeKaihanim Matay Oile Af Tmeya Tale. Beisilol said to Beishamai, since even Tar Truma is forbidden to non-Kohanim and Tamei Truma is forbidden to Kohanim, just as Tar Truma is annulled, so too Tamei Truma is annulled. Amu lahen beishamai, lo imhelu achulin hakalin hamutarim lezoim es atahira, tale truma chamura hasur lezoim es atameya. Beishamai said to Beisilel, no, just because chulin, which is lenient, is permitted to non-Kohanim, can annul Tar Truma, should Truma, which is stringent as it's prohibited to non-Kohanim, be able to annul Tamei Truma? La'acha shehoidu rebleza oime torum betisarev v'cham oimim aveda b'miruta. After one agreed with the other, Reb Elezer said that the sar must be removed and burned, but the Chacham disagreed since it's such a small, insignificant amount. Sar Truma shenafla l'meya higbir v'nafla l'mokim acher, Reb Elezer ime medamas k'truma v'adai, v'chacham oimim ena medamas el lefi cheshbon. If a sar of Truma fell into 100 sar of chulin and one sar was removed, if that sar fell into another place which did not contain 100 sar, Reb Elezer says that the second mixture is prohibited, which is meduma, like certain Truma. The Chacham says it only prohibits according to its proportion in the original mixture. Sar Truma shenafla l'pachos memeya v'nidmu v'nafla meduma l'makam acher, Reb Elezer ime medamas k'truma v'adai, v'chacham oimim ein meduma medame el lefi cheshbon, v'ein amachumetz mechametz el lefi cheshbon, v'ein maim sh'uvim poisnes hamikva el lefi cheshbon. If a sar of Truma fell into less than 100 sar of chulin, and it became prohibited as meduma, and then a sar of that mixture fell into another place, Reb Elezer says that the second mixture is prohibited, like certain Truma. The Chacham say that it only prohibits according to its proportion. This is also the case with dough leavened with Truma, and it's also the case with drawn water that disqualifies a mikveh according to its proportion. Sar Truma shenafla l'meya v'higbir v'nafla acheres hareizu materes ad shetarbe Truma l'chulin. If a sar of Truma fell into 100 sar of chulin, and a sar was removed, and then another sar of Truma fell in, and again a sar was removed and another sar of Truma fell in, even that mixture is permitted until the Truma surpasses the chulin. Sar Truma shenafla l'meya v'lo yispik l'agbir ad shenafla acheres hareizu asura v'Rabbi Shimon matir. If a sar of Truma fell into 100 sar of chulin and he didn't manage to remove a sar before another sar of Truma fell in, it's prohibited to a non-Kohen since we view it as if they both fell in together and there wasn't enough chulin to annul them, whereas Rabbi Shimon permits it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudan bar Pazi, Rabbi Aivu bar Nagri, Haben Yasrin, Amrin Taninan, Echad Jehoidu, Achad Jehoidu, Mi Hoidu Lemi, Beishamai Lebeisil, or Beisil Lebeishamai. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yudan bar Pazi and Rabbi Aivu bar Nagri were sitting and discussing when the Mishnah taught the phrase after they agreed, who agreed to who? Beishamai agreed with Beisilel, or vice versa. Amrin, Neitzelachut, Venimad, Nafkin, Beshamun, Bechizkia, Rabbi Acha, Beshem, Rabbi Yudan, Ben Chanina, Lemersina, Shahoidu, Beishamai, Beisilel, and Abedavazer, Belvad. They said, let's go out and ask our colleagues. They went out and heard Rabbi Chizkia, and Rabbi Acha citing from Rabbi Yudan, Bar Chanina, saying that we have only found in this matter that Beishamai agreed with Beisilel. Rabbi Yona, b'shem Abaye, Shamala, Minado, Amara Mikli Lekli, Benaga Tvul Yoim, Bekiluach, Yale, Be'echadumea, Vimtem Be'thilo Yoid Lebeshamai, Sheloi Tale, Mantani Hocha Tale, Loi Beshamai, Veloi Be'thilo. Rabbi Yona, in the name of Rabbi Abaye, said that learn it from the Mishnah in Mesechus Tvul Yoim, if one was pouring Truma liquid from vessel to vessel and a Tvul Yoim touched the stream, only the part where he touches Tommy as it's not considered a connection to the rest of it, and that part is annulled in 101. And if you say that Beishamai agreed with Beis Hillel, it won't be annulled, then who is the Tana that says here that it's annulled? Neither Beishamai nor Beis Hillel. Amar b'chanina b'reid of Hillel, Ne'ma Beis Hillel shonu oisa koidim shiyoidu l'Beishamai. B'chanina, the son of Rabbi Hillel, said that it could have been taught by Beis Hillel before they agreed to Beishamai. Amar b'yosi masnisa makain, Ach shahoidu Reb Elezer oimer turim v'tisraif Reb Elezer lav shemusihu. Reb Yosi says that from our Mishnah itself it's clear that Beishamai agreed to Beis Hillel that Tamei Truma is annulled in 101. As Reb Elezer said that the Tsar must be removed and burned. Wasn't Reb Elezer a student of Beishamai, so doesn't this indicate that Beishamai agreed to Beis Hillel? Am b'chinah masnisa amakein ach shahoidu Elu le'elu tale. Rechinina said that a braitha also teaches this after they agreed to each other, it's annulled. Beishamai misalkin loin ve'inan moedi loin. Beishamai gave a successful response to Beis Hillel, so why would they have then agreed with Beis Hillel? Amar Rabbi Avin, yesh kan tshuva acheres ka'adod etani Rabbi Hoshea, amata hayu shehi ba'ovem misa, etzo hazorim oile, temeyashi ba'asei etzo klehanem le'kol shekein. Rabbi Avin gave an answer that since Beis Hillel had another proof to their opinion, as it Rabbi Hoshea taught that if Torah tumah that's punishable by death if it's eaten by a non-koyen can be annulled, then Tamei tumah from which a Torah koyen is merely negating a positive mitzvah by eating it, certainly it can be annulled. Rabbi Yochanan, Sar Tumah Shenafra Lemeya, Vehigbir should say, Chulin, Koshehen, Mevatlin, Oisa, that's the Gisa. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a Sar of Tumah fell into 100 of Chulin and he took out the Sar for the Kohen, and any amount of Chulin can annul it. Masnif the Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan, Einem Adamath, Elefi Cheshbain. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. The Chacham said that it only prohibits according to its proportion in the original mixture. Rabbi Yosef Bashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Loitani, should say, Rabbi Yochanan, Ela, Einem Adamath, Kol Eka. And Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Yochanan, answers that Rabbi Yochanan meant that there must be a majority corresponding to the proportion of Tumah rather than requiring 101 parts. And the Gifa should be Yehuda, Rabbi Omar, Behu Sharabu, Chulin al Cheshbon, Tumah Kadesh Dibat al Barov. And even according to those whose text of the Chacham in the Mishnah is it prohibits according to its proportion, there only needs to be a majority of Chulin according to the proportion of Tumah. Amr Blazer, Behu Sharnafla, Mokem Meduma, Ache. Blazer says that he was disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan that since the sar that fell contained one part tumah and 100 parts chulin, it does not prohibit the second mixture. However, if the second mixture itself contained one part tumah and 100 parts chulin, then the two parts of tumah combine to prohibit. Adatu devlaza chulin shilamalan chulin shilamata misafim la'alois. The Gemara asks, well, according to Devlaza, why doesn't the chulin in the falling sar combine with the chulin in the second mixture to annul the tumah? So Devlaza, meima chulin shilamata nasu charashim. And the Gemara answers with other reasons that the chulin in the second mixture is considered like a piece of earthenware, or some understand it's considered to be deaf, and does not combine, since the entire sar must be given to the koyin.